If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hearing a little echo there, Frank. Can you fix that? I appreciate it. Yes, we're back here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. And, you know, coming up for Mother's Day, I hope everybody has a wonderful Mother's Day. If you have forgotten Mother's Day Sunday, get out there and get something for mom. We're going to be talking about the biohacking of science and making things glow in the dark. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about spider bites, and we'll see how much time we have. We have a lot of things we could talk about. And we have a quack report, of course. We got a good-sized quacker tonight, so we're going to have fun there. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer, asking God's hand of protection on our entire nation, everybody in it. If you're not been seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees, mind the time. It grows short. I did bring my devotional today, and today's devotional is from 1 Peter 5 and Thessalonians 5, and it goes like this. Thank me in the midst of your troubles, when things seem all wrong, look for growth opportunities, especially look for areas where you need to let go, leaving your cares in my able hands. Do you trust me to orchestrate your life events as I choose? Are you still trying to make things go according to your will? If you keep trying to carry out your intentions while I'm leading you in another direction, you defy your own desires. So be on the lookout for what I'm doing in your life and worship me by living close to me, thanking me in all circumstances. Amen to that. You know, trust in the Lord. It's a scary thing to fall into the hands of a living God, but once you do, boy, you got fringe benefits nobody can give you. So if you're not seeking the Lord's face to find salvation, mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, Aetna, latest health insurer to quit Obamacare market. Yeah, Aetna's leaving. It's not going to be selling Obamacare plans next year, so this is the last year they're there. The Hartford has already been pulling out of 11 states. Aetna has said that it expects to lose about $200 million on the individual health plans in just four states. So Obamacare's markets are increasingly more vulnerable as more health insurers are exiting because they're saying it's a financial loss situation for them. Now, some insurers have stayed in, but they just raised the premiums, charging the customers double-digit percentage rates. And instability is going on for years here. Few people expected this to happen. I know a lot of people that expected this to happen. A lot of people aren't signing up for the plans, and people that had more health challenges than they thought were getting covered. Oh, well, no. It's not health insurance then, is it? All right, moving along on the quack report. Superbug fungus is invading U.S. hospitals. A deadly superbug fungus known as Candida aureus has continued to spread throughout hospitals, specifically in New York and New Jersey. Last month in March, or said 2 months ago, 35 confirmed cases, and 28 of them were in New York. But now there's 61 cases, 39 are in New York, 17 in Jersey, 4 in Illinois, 1 in Indiana, 1 in Maryland, and 1 in Massachusetts. So according to the CDC, it's increased, this fungus has increased 800% since last fall. And the disease is serious. It has a 60% mortality rate and has the potential to have widespread problems throughout our nation's hospitals. Something to pray about right there. Moving along the quacker, FDA-approved anti-seizure medicine is now causing some super-duper side effects. I mean, life-threatening ones. 90% of the skin melts off. Should I say that again? Did she say skin melting off? I'm like, yeah. A 26-year-old Georgia student who skin, 90% of it melted off after she took the drug by GlaxoSmithKline for anti-seizure medicine. Her name is Kalea Shaw, and she was prescribed this drug. And then just a few weeks after taking it, all her hair fell out, her nails fell off, and her skin, 90% of her skin melted off. And so she's got a permanently scarred skin, basically. She looks like she's been in a fire, you know, how that looks when you've been burned. She and other patients who had this reaction are suing the company. She had so much pain, they had to put her in a drug-induced coma. And 5 weeks later, when she woke up, she couldn't see. She's having vision problems, and they had her breathing by a tube. This drug, let's see, the drug is called, Lamotrin, but its generic name is Lamictal. It was approved for bipolar disorders, but the other approved medication application was for epileptic seizures. So now just 3.45 million in medical costs for people that have been affected this way, And Glaxo had to pay $3 billion in a lawsuit just recently because they didn't report the drug's risks. And so these side effects were not mentioned on drugs. So they're in big trouble, I hope. I hope they're in big trouble. Moving along in the quack report. Anybody out there got a John Deere tractor? Anybody got a farm? Well, here's a heads up on these new tractors, you know, all the software they put in modern cars and trucks, but now even in the tractors, it's an increasing number of farmers are deciding, I'm going to stick with my old non-computerized equipment. Thank you very much. Why is that? Well, farmers who are buying the modern tractors made by John Deere have a bunch of software in them, and it's the world's largest agricultural machinery maker, and they're saying that farmers who purchase the tractor receive only an implied license for the life of the vehicle to operate it. What's happened is the modern tractors have all these computer codes, and the purchaser doesn't have access to those. So under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act that went into effect in 1998, the manufacturer holds the programming rights that run the computers on these things. And so the customer can't, you know, repair anything because of that. So since law isn't reserved for tractors alone, your car, your cell phone, your tablet, even maybe some of your appliances will fall under this copyright. And if you decide to try to fix your tractor or your vehicle or your coffee maker, you could be in violation of the copyright laws. So guess what farmers are doing? You know, if I was a farmer, I'd be so pissed off, right? Because if you want to call up John Deere, they send out a technician, and it's $130 to $230 an hour for them to come plug in a connector to the USB port on your tractor. So it will allow you to plug in the new part. So what the, and you know, a farmer's got a field to deal with. And when the weather is right and wait for a technician to drive out there is a little inconvenient. So an increasing number of American farmers are hacking their tractors, right? They're getting their black market software from the Ukraine. They started hacking their own machines, so the machine thinks they had a technician come plug up to the USB port so they can, you know, put a light bulb on, you know, something like that. I know. Last but not least in the quack report, snake bites on the rise in Georgia. Anybody in Georgia? Michael Jeffords was part of the painful but growing trend in Georgia this year with snake bite victims. He was at a friend's lake house recently, and a copperhead decided to bite his ankle, bite his foot, sent him to the hospital for 3 days. And by the way, if you get bit by a copperhead in North Carolina, 12 hours at a local hospital costs you $140,000. So I imagine he's got a $400,000 hospital bill. Easy. Well, you know, Georgia Poison Control Center says they have gotten about 40% more snake bite calls than the year before. Hey, avoid the $400,000 hospital bill. I'd get a snake bite kit. Very effective at thepowerherbs.com. It's great for pets, too. And that wraps the quack report. Hey, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about biohacking and making things glow in the dark. Oh, yeah. You know, we live in an age where science and technology want to recreate things. So making plants glow has been kind of a favorite experiment of scientists for about 20 years. And the cosmetic industry advertises products that will make your skin lighter, fresher, maybe even give you that youthful glow. However, there is something really perverse in the idea of making creatures that don't normally glow in the dark, but make them glow like a neon sign. That's just wrong. We're going to take a look at what science is doing with regards to making things glow in the dark and how that affects health treatments, okay? Well, let's look at the glowing reports, scientists at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, they're making plants and animals glow in order to observe the glowing RNA messenger proteins in the biological processes. So they're looking at the mechanics of all these proteins and how they're working and how cells are communicating. And they state that they can see the mechanisms and see when one is faulty and how it could possibly be regulated. So here's a list of the items that science has biohacked to make it glow in the dark. And you have on the list mice, cats, pigs, dogs, plants, fish, mushrooms, and of course brain tumors for the purpose of surgical removal. And why? You know, I was asking that question. There's got to be another way to do this. But why does science want to recreate mushrooms, make them glow, you know? Is it to make them easier to find in the forest? It's just a question. Hardly, you know, I hardly think so because, you know, growing mushrooms commercially nets the agricultural industry $1.11 billion. And why make a zebra fish glow in the dark by hacking its DNA? Is it to entertain the elite who have these exotic fish tanks to offer a new form of a nightlight? Well, we're told that glowing zebrafish is to track sugar proteins and see how they affect cell communication and how they behave in embryos. And likewise, the glowing cat, well, researchers say it's going to help science better understand how genes are protected and are viable for successive generations and also to assist them in the treatment for AIDS. As for those glowing mushrooms, they're not there to make your pizza look festive, but they're going to be used to monitor fungus to control the metabolic clock and find ways to resolve insomnia. So making mice glow in the dark, you know, makes them more vulnerable to predators. However, medicine is experimenting with mice RNA in this way to advance their vaccine agenda and their cancer treatments. Well, you know, it's all about expanding diversity. Yeah, didn't you know that? Yeah, that's the new term. You know, why we're being all weird in the lab, it's because we're expanding diversity. So with regards to making dogs glow, science says they want to expand the dog's genetic diversity. Of course, you know, we're hearing things like, you know, the modifications are going to help make dogs healthier. It's going to eliminate the elements that, you know, make them vulnerable to certain diseases. However, dog breeding has led to many of these vulnerabilities in the first place. So man has created dogs with oversized heads, really short legs, and even teacup size to fit in a purse. So science says they can breed out all these, quote, recessive genes. And, you know, and that will cause, you know, that those genetic recessive genes that cause all those genetic disorders. So they're going to get rid of all that. So we're told by using the gene editing CRISPR on dogs, this is going to be the way of the future. However, biohackers don't have to have a $1 million laboratory. Some have this, they have little more than a metal shed and modest equipment to conduct basic genetic engineering. So you can actually order this cultivated photo habeas luminescence. It's a DNA bioluminescent bacteria. You can order that online. And that is what oil field operator David Ishii did at Jacksonville, Mississippi. And then he mixed that with dog sperm. And then he got a CRISPR unit, and he said he got that from a synthetic biologist who sells them as a kit. And then he impregnated a female dog. Going to make them glow in the dark. So Ishii said that he had no qualms about making, you know, Franken puppies. That's what it is. And he hopes, you know, the concept catches on, where he can create these genetically perfect glowing dogs, and he can breed them for sale. Okay, picture your German Shepherd glowing in the dark. I don't think he's going to be selling guard dogs, do you? I don't think so. You can see it coming. All right, Well, let's ask this question. Is your bacon going to glow too? You know, bacon and eggs, standard breakfast meal for generations. Now that science is making glow-in-the-dark pigs, does that mean your bacon on your plate is going to glow too? Well, in 2013, scientists at South China's Agricultural University announced they had engineered pigs that glow. So they used this fluorescent protein from the glowing jellyfish, and now the pigs glow under black light. Okay, see, it sounds like, you know, it's an awful lot of trouble to go to just to make medicine therapy more cost-effective, but at least that is what the scientists are saying. So further explanation reveals that the glowing animals will be harvested for their enzymes, which they say will be cheaper than synthetic ones to make drugs from. So we doubt, you know, glowing pig meat is going to be made available for consumption. So I think your breakfast bacon is safe for now, right? For now? Well, getting back to this diversity thing, you know, what about human diversity, right? Well, if science wants to expand on the diversity of animals by using the genetic CRISPR and the bioluminescent ingredients, how long do you think it might take for the same process to be used on humans? Well, apparently not very long. A law was submitted to the legislature prohibiting such procedures. Mm-hmm. In 2015, a Georgia legislator by the name of Tom Kirby, he realized the prospect of human jellyfish cloning, and he found it to be disturbing. So he entered the law HB 287, titled the Ethical Treatment of Human Embryos Act, which bans this practice. Now, apparently the law did not pass in 2016, even with several legislators signing on to support the bill. Here's what legislative rep Tom B., House of Representatives of Georgia, said in February 2015, quote, human life at all stages is precious, including as an embryo. We need to get out in front of the science and technology before it becomes something no one wants. The mixing of human embryos with jellyfish cells to create a glow-in-the-dark human, we say no in Georgia, end of quote. Well, I tend to agree there, Tom. I mean, you know, jeez, right? It's like, you know, you're in a sci-fi movie or something. Well, let's talk about that natural healthy glow. How about that? Humans want a natural healthy glow to their skin. And, of course, you know, pregnant women are often complimented for the glowing skin, usually because, you know, they've got more oxygen-rich blood that's creating that healthy glow. So a healthy glow to skin suggests that the skin is slightly flushed, suggesting a healthy heart and lung function, according to a study by scientists at the University of Bristol and St. Andrews in the UK. However, you won't need gene editing to achieve the healthy glow because the research showed that diet can help with a glowing complexion. So the scientists studied skin pigments and how it relates to healthy appearance. So they found that people who smoked or had diabetes or heart disease had fewer blood vessels in the skin and then had less of a rosy tone to their skin. They also concluded that skin pigments can be influenced by the carotenoid pigments in fruits and vegetables. So the plant's pigments are powerful antioxidants to help neutralize toxins and lower the risk of disease. So the research was published in the November 2009 issue of the Journal of Primatology. Right, you know, so it's sort of like, you know, when you're feeding your baby all those, you know, pumpkin and squash baby foods and they get that kind of yellow tone to their skin. It's the same thing. All right. Now, last time in my previous report, I included information where, you know, scientific medicine is now projecting a message that you have no control over your health, that disease is the result of random fate, and your diet or lifestyle have nothing to do with health. However, previous research, such as by the American Academy of Dermatology in November 2007, stated that their research confirmed that eating foods rich in protein, vitamins, and minerals offer health and anti-aging benefits. So the research was conducted at Columbia University in New York at the School of Medicine, University of Pennsylvania, and their findings did get published in the American Academy of Dermatology. Let me read you a quote this is Dr. Susan Taylor, MD, Professor of Dermatology, College of Physicians and Surgeons at Columbia University. She said, "There's no mistake how our diet affects our overall health, and we're just beginning to understand how certain foods or the lack thereof can impact our skin's health," end of quote. So the foods the research team recommended were a minimum of 3 ounces of whole grains per day, a variety of fruits and vegetables, especially the dark green or orange pigment vegetables, as well as eat calcium-rich foods and lean meats and fish. So that's what they recommended for a healthy glow. Well, you know, it's kind of obvious, really. It is obvious that you don't need your DNA to be biohacked to have a healthy glow. You just need organic whole foods, which are chemically balanced. So medical science may not understand everything about food and health, but that should not stop you from being proactive and, you know, cleaning up the diet. So the foods to avoid are the prepackaged kind. The packaged foods are going to encourage weight gain, higher glucose, digestive issues, and other health problems. So stay active and keep that diet organic and basic, and your weight management is going to take care of itself. So what does a basic food diet look like? Well, it's fruits, vegetables, meat and fish, whole grains, nuts and seeds, beans and lentils, and plenty of water. Notice the lack of dairy products there, because dairy is really not the best source of calcium, and it coats the system with mucus, trapping toxins in, causing allergic reactions, skin conditions, and upper head infections. So you can get your calcium actually from the green leafy vegetables, oranges, and herbs, which will have that mineral requirement for uptake. So a highly balanced source is an efficient one, and it eliminates the need for the mega doses of isolated vitamins and minerals. So people are suffering from osteoporosis because they're relying on the wrong calcium sources. So what should you look for in natural supplements? Well, when you're supplementing the diet, look for the whole food organic products. Ingredients and processing kind of dictates the level of quality and the medicinal action in your supplements. So those isolated natural or synthetic sources of vitamins and minerals will not be as efficient or as gentle on the body as organic whole food sources. And research has shown that you need less volume of the real potent stuff in a whole food balance source than you would with the isolated ones. So think in terms of nutrient-dense foods instead of isolated chemicals. Here's a quote from Dr. Robert Thiel. He's a naturopath for Doctors Food Research. He says, "Numerous university studies have shown that supplements from food nutrients are better than USP isolates. So food is better because it contains important enzymes, peptides, and other phytonutrients, which are critical for utilization of the nutrients, which is not present in those isolated USP supplements." I agree with that, but I can see by the clock we're going to take a break. And we come back just a little bit more on the biohacking topic, and then we're going to be talking about spider bites. Yep, get one of those. Hope not. Be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today,
here on Herb Talk, and we're finishing up our topic on the biohacking, making things glow. You know, people are kind of amazed that there's this significant difference between synthetic and organic, and likewise between forced extraction tinctures and naturally aged cold-pressed tinctures. So how do you get a potent tincture? You must protect the herbs from heat and light after you harvest them. And then you naturally age the herbs in alcohol and then cold press for making a powerful professional strength tincture. Now, because the aging process takes time, most herb companies skip it and used a forced extraction processing, which exposes the herbs to heat, changes them chemically, and really produces an inferior formula. But hey, the herb companies, they're not losing any sleep over this weak product because it forces consumers to buy more if they want to see benefits. However, when you're using natural therapies, wasting time on weak formulas, not my idea of due diligence, and it's more expensive. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They make the naturally aged, cold-pressed herbal tinctures that are really going to be a game changer for you. So these are professional strength formulas with organic whole food nutrition that is chemically balanced by, ta-da, God. Yeah, it's all the plant nutrition he put in there. So who better to know what your body needs than your creator? So check out their herb heart formulas, the calcium formula for that, or the fortifying body foundation food mix, because you can't have glowing skin without healthy collagen from balanced nutrients. So call Apothecary Herbs. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. The international number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Of course, the web address, thepowerherbs.com. The Power Herbs puts the power back in your hands. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Hey, Mother's Day special is in effect, so you can save 10% and get free U.S. ground ship on orders of $45 or more. You just want to plug in the code MDAY for Mother's Day and the number 17. Of course, that code is on the homepage. You can use it over the phone if you want to place an order, or write it on your order form and save 10% on your order total and get free ground ship in the U.S. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. All right, we're going to talk about spider bites. I'm not talking about those little annoying spider bites that sometimes you can get, you know, maybe between the sheets and you don't know what bit you, but it's, you know, it kind of leaves like a tender bite on your foot. But what about the really dangerous ones, like the brown recluses and stuff? What do you do then? I mean, are you rushing to the hospital like it were a snake bite and having a $100,000 hospital bill? God forbid. Spiders are usually not on people's minds unless it's Halloween. Or maybe they're crawling under the house or through an attic or basement and they see all the spider webs. Then they're thinking about it. But these tiny little creatures actually serve a purpose in the ecosystem, but they can pose a dangerous threat when we disturb their habitat and we kind of knock into the venomous types. So most people are going to run to the doctor's office or the emergency room for treatment. However, according to Dr. Donna Sager of the Tennessee Poison Control, this may not be necessarily the best cause for your problem. So we're going to take a look at the risks and some of your options if you're faced with spider bites or poisonous venomous ones. Well, numbers matter, and the world has about 170,000 spiders, different species of spiders. And out of the 170,000, about 35,000 we really need to stay away from, okay? So out of these numbers, a handful are very, very dangerous. And although it's a rarity, 27 spiders actually can kill you with just one bite. So spiders are rarely aggressive and attack only when you disturb them or you've provoked them. Now, North America has identified about 3,000 species of spiders, and of them, there are like two species, the recluse spiders and the black widow spiders. They are very dangerous, and they can kill an average of 4 people per year. All right, so let's look at what happens. Well, with most spider bites, it is the bite area that offers health complications, okay? Often spider bites, such as your brown recluse, produce these skin lesions, and in some instances, they can actually require urgent care. Well, let's talk about a brown recluse bite. If you get a brown recluse spider bite, it likes to leave this It likes to live in dark places, so be aware of that. Wood piles. It likes wood piles. It likes basements and attics. So this spider is nationwide from the Atlantic to the Pacific, but it prefers warmer regions of the southern segments of the country. So now this spider is usually a dark brown and can have like a violin shape on its back, with the neck of the violin shape pointed towards its rear. Now, most spiders have 8 eyes, but the brown recluse has 6. It has a pair on the front and 2 pairs on either side. So what makes this spider such a health hazard is really its venom. So it will kill the tissue. The venom is very toxic to the tissue, and it creates what we call severe necrosis of the tissue at the bite site, and then it likes to spread out, causing significant injury. So for this reason, this spider can be deadly to humans because you can get an infection, and you just put at numerous risks, obviously. So most people are going to seek medical treatment they're going to get antibiotics, they're going to get steroids, they're going to get antihistamines, and then, of course, the doctors may debride the bite site, cutting into tissue, removing dead tissue. Anywhere the venom penetrates, they're going to cut that out. So, and depending on, you know, if you get bit on your calf muscle, you can have large chunks of your calf muscle being removed. So this is why brown recluse, it's nasty. It really is nasty. It creates this disfigurement because of the venom making the tissue die. So this is really not an aggressive spider, but it will bite if it feels threatened. So the problem is most people don't know that they're there when they're, like, you know, stumbling around in the attic looking for something, or they're trying to move a wood pile, okay, because they want to put a swimming pool in or something. So you got to wear protective clothing if you're going to be moving wood piles, okay? And if you live in Hawaii, a close cousin to the brown recluse is the brown violin spider. So they got their own breed over there. All right, but we're going to have solutions for you. Do not despair. Let's talk about the black widow. The black widow species of spider has 32 varieties living just about everywhere. Africa, the Middle East, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Mexico, Hawaii, North and South America. So they can be difficult to identify when their features differ from region to region. So the female spider is usually shiny black with the yellow-orange-red hourglass mark on the underside of the abdomen. Now, sometimes the hourglass is just a dot shape. So the black widow likes to be sheltered. It is going to be found, again, in wood piles, in rubble, under stones, hollow stumps, in sheds and garages. And if you have an unidentified and undisturbed, I should say, and cluttered area, it likes to hang out in things like crawl spaces, attics, and basements. So if you haven't been in there a while, it's probably got a spider or two. All right, let's talk about the black widow bite. It's known to be painful and even can be fatal, especially for very young and very old, if you have a heart condition also. A small amount of the venom is really a neurotoxic poison, 15 times more poisonous than the prairie rattlesnake. And it will attack your central nervous system, and respiratory arrests can occur. And symptoms are headache, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, fever, and high blood pressure. Sometimes victims do not notice any pain with the bite. And people with cardiovascular disease are going to be at a greater risk and probably would need to be hospitalized. So now the risk of death is less than 1% with effective treatment. Expensive anti-venom was developed in 1956. Okay. So that's if you actually saw what bit you. I mean, how many people go to the emergency room and they have a poisonous bite, but they don't know what bit them? And so without really knowing what bit you, medicine really can't give you an anti-venom. So there is the rub. But don't panic. Health experts experience with spider bites, they'll say don't panic. In some cases, people don't see the spider and don't know what bit them, and symptoms may not develop until maybe 1 or 2 days later. So the brown recluse will often produce a bite area that has this white center and then a red ring around the outside of the center, kind of like a bullseye. That's kind of a telltale sign that's a brown recluse. In many cases, a cold pack to the area helps with discomfort. Commercial ointments and antibiotics are not recommended. And if the victim is a child younger than 12 and has a brown recluse spider bite, a urine test can actually check for blood in the urine, indicative of the breaking down of the red blood cells and causing the cell structure damage, the venom known to do that to cell tissue. So if there are no signs of a serious skin lesion or nervous system impairment, there should be really no complications from a bite. So other signs, if you're bitten by a venomous spider, other indications could be your bite might be itchy. The bite may be red, inflamed, and hot to the touch. You may see fang pits. They may be visible if you look real close. You may have a fever, and the bite site may have a blister or several blisters. The bite site may turn a bluish color. The bite site may form a crater. And vision problems could result, as well as difficulty breathing, loss of motor control, and even consciousness. So what happens when you go to the doctor? Well, I can understand why people want to, you know, run to the doctor. Victims of spider and snake bites, venomous bites in general, they want to rush off to the emergency room because it's scary. And parents with young kids, especially, and elderly folks with heart conditions, they're higher risk category. And when it comes to these kind of bites, oh, yeah, they're going, you know. If they can get there for medical treatment, they're going. Now, take, for example, a woman in Arizona, though, who had to pay $83,000 for a 3-hour hospital treatment because a scorpion bit her, and they gave her anti-scorpion venom drugs. And the hospital pays about $100 for the drug. She had to pay $83,000. All right, and not to forget, in 2013, right here in North Carolina, just up the road in a town called Mooresville, Eric Ferguson was treated for a venomous copperhead bite at the hospital. He was only there 18 hours, and his bill was in the $100,000 area. Sometimes these anti-venom things can be expensive for hospitals and sometimes not. Some of the criteria will push up the price if the anti-venom is not made here in the United States and has to be flown in from overseas. So that's a problem. Okay. Like rabies. They don't make it here. It's made in France. You think you got bit by a rabied something? Oh, you know, expensive. All right. Let's look at how you neutralize venom. Wouldn't you like to know how to do that? I know, you're probably thinking about the old cowboy and Indian movies where somebody got bit by a snake, they'd get out the pocket knife and they'd cut an area and then they'd suck the venom out and spit it out. Well, that's not recommended, especially if you got a cut in your mouth, you're going to get venom in there. So what can you do if you can't afford, let's say you don't have hospital insurance, or even if you do, you just don't want to risk having stuff not covered and all of a sudden $50,000? Out of 83 is out of pocket. Oh, my God. All right. So if you can't afford the hospital trip, you can't get the emergency treatment for the venomous bite, maybe you're in a remote area and you can't get there. What then? Well, there are a lot of things that you can do to neutralize the venom and reverse the damage. That's right. For those with heart problems, you're going to want to have access to emergency care. But again, if you can't get there, you're going to want to have herbs to help with the cardio, okay, if you have heart problems. So you want to use herbs that strengthen the heart, also herbs that neutralize the venom that may be in the blood and get to the heart tissue. So herbs can help repair damage fast and even heighten your immune system's response to help protect you. So I would suggest if you're especially living kind of remotely. Like, I don't know where you are, but here in North Carolina, we've got rattlesnakes and we got copperheads. So definitely have a backup plan for that. And a lot of what we know as herbalists have come from generations of experience from people who have dealt with these things, like the Native American Indians. What did they do? They didn't have emergency rooms and copays and insurance cards. What did they do? They had some very effective treatments for such things. Now, actually, if you are on the powerherbs.com website, you can go to kits, and there is a snake bite kit. It's good for spider bites, too. Okay? And it's a premise taken from the Native American Indians, where you kind of apply what they call a skin poultice of herbs that draw the venom back out through the bite site. So instead of you sucking on the wound, this does the job. And then you take some anti-inflammatory and some tissue building herbs, of course, immune boosting herbs, and of course the blood cleanse to clear the venom out of the blood system. So there are some things that you can use to protect yourself. And actually, we've tested the kit on venomous bites. One in particular was a farmer who kind of came to us the day after he thought he got bit. And he was moving a woodpile. And he, right on his ankle, he had this bite. His ankle was kind of swollen, maybe the size of a tennis ball, kind of swollen, but you could definitely see the bullseye mark. It was very prevalent. So he had a brown recluse. So he didn't want to go to the hospital. He didn't want to go to the doctor. So he asked what we would do if we had the bite. So we told him what to do. We gave him the stuff to use. It was pretty much the snake bite kit. And we told him to repeat the treatment twice and then let us know tomorrow what's going on. And if he had any doubt whatsoever, or if he felt worse in any way, he should seek medical attention. But anyway, he called us the next day, and he said that, do you remember that bite? And he says it was pretty swollen, but now it's about the size of a mosquito bite. He was fine, and he was so glad. You know, he was so worried that if he would, you know, have disfigurement from a brown recluse. And, you know, I understand trauma and medicine has its place, but sometimes, you know, there's another gentler way to deal with this. So keep that in mind at the powerherbs.com website, or if you're looking at the catalog, you can check the kits out. Now, there is also a snake bite kit for dogs and cats, pretty much the dog area. Because dogs like to wrestle with them snakes. They do. Typically, they get bit on the face a lot or the foot. You can apply the same premise and skip the expensive vet bills, because it's going to be over $1,000 to take your dog for a snake bite. Guaranteed. All right. Oh, and they're going to scare you your pants off. I'm not kidding. I had this experience with a black lab that got bit by a snake, and I didn't know he got bit by a snake. All I know is he jumped straight up in the air, and then he was limping. I thought he stepped on glass. And anyway, so I did take him to the vet because he wouldn't let me touch his foot. I needed help with that. And so that's when they found the prong bites, the venom, the fang bites, and told me it was an adult snake, but I didn't see the snake, so I couldn't tell him, you know, if it was rattlesnake or copperhead. So they couldn't give him any anti-venom anything. And so they were just going to do, you know, damage control and pain relief. And so, you know, after a few hours there, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to take him home. And I spread out a big sleeping bag, put a cone on his head so he didn't lick his foot. And what happens with pets with snake bites is they metabolize the venom just fine. It's the skin or the bite site that's a problem. And, again, the flesh gets all necrotic, dies, and falls off. And so what you going to hear from your vet? You're going to hear stuff like, well, the best case scenario is he'll need skin grafts. The worst case scenario is if he gets an infection and, you know, we got to do other things that are not so nice. And So I pumped in immune boosting and anti-inflammatory and skin building herbs, pain relief, all this stuff. And then within 2 weeks, his foot was perfect. All the skin grew back. All the hair grew back. And totally freaked out the vet. They were looking at the chart to look at which foot got bit. They couldn't tell. And then they said, what did you do? I used some herbs. And they were like, what? Yeah, I used herbs for pain, inflammation, skin regeneration, immune boosting, and clearing the venom out of the system. Why? And they were just sitting back looking at that. And let me ask you something. Do you think they wanted my phone number and, you know, information on those herbs, that kit I used for my pet? Do you think they wanted that? Well, no, because they make more money on treating your pet with skin grafts, amputations, and God knows what else. So there you go. White coats for pets. That's what I'm talking about. So, I mean, you know, these are our furry family members here, and they're gonna not do what's in the best interest of the pet because they just don't understand that there's another way, you know, other than science. They don't see that there's another way to deal with this that's better, actually, less threatening, less invasive, less expensive, and less toxic. So just keep that in mind when you're looking around for things to put in your bug out location, your bug out bag, and your herbs have a long shelf life, about 10 years. So it'll be now the snake bite kits are really neat because they are packaged in this little pouch that it has little straps that can slide through your belt and you can actually wear it. So if you're going hiking or camping, you can actually take it with you. It's 1 pound. It's right on your belt. And you'll have it handy with instructions on how to use it. And so if you're in a, you know, remote area hiking and stuff, you can actually apply that. And what's even good about it is it works for poison ivy, oak, and sumac as well. If you get, you know, on the trail and you get, you know, itchy, it works for mystery bug bites. You just don't know what bit you. Bee stings, wasp stings, if you're allergic to those things and, you know, you don't have your EpiPen, ha. You have some options for those out there that may be allergic to those types of bites. So, you know, have that backup plan ready. It's not really that expensive, and it's a tool that probably could save lives. And it's all about God's good herbs because they're here. Say it with me now, for the healing of the nations and for the service of man. And we all know God can't lie. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Go to the kits area if you want to look for the snake bite kits. And of course, the snake bite kit for pets is under the pet tab. Or if you're in the catalog, just look for the table of contents. It'll tell you where to flip to in the catalog. So if you haven't gotten a catalog, do request one. You can go online and request one free of charge. You can call. The number to call is 866-229-3663. That's toll free. International is 704-885-0277. And there's a catalog hotline. So listen to the prompt and hit the catalog hotline and leave your information and we'll send you a product catalog. Now, if you don't have a touch tone phone, just stay on the line and customer service will pick up and get your information. If you're on the website, you know, sign up for the newsletters, empowerment every week. I'm out of time. Frank, where'd the hour go? The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.